When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Undead Walking Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Now, please welcome your host, Sarah Beth Pollock.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Undead Walking Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Beth Pollock, and yeah, it's been a minute, guys. It's been an unexpected hiatus from the podcast, and my apologies on that. Unfortunately, I had a little bit of a technical issue with one of my computers. Yes, I have multiple computers because I use laptops because I'm always on the go, and the one that I have designated my podcast computer, the one that has all of my editing and recording equipment on it, decided not to work anymore, and that's my designated work computer also, which was challenging. And so long story short, I had to have it repaired, and it's a little bit on the older side. And because since work doesn't pay for my computer, I got to choose which of my computers I wanted to use for work. And so I used my older one so I can use my newer one for my stuff. So yeah, I had to wait for the people to get me a new battery, and it took a little while. It took longer than they thought it would, but eventually it got fixed, and probably could have bought a new computer for the price of the repair. But you know what, I like my computer. It's pink. It's really cool. I actually really love this computer because it is pink, and not like just rose gold or, you know, metallic pink. It's like bubblegum pink, and it's my favorite thing in the world. So obviously I was going to work to make sure that I could get this computer back. So anyway, that was the reason for the unexpected hiatus, and now we're a week, we're just a couple days actually out of the end of Fear the Walking Dead Season 6, and there's a whole bunch of news coming for World Beyond, for The Walking Dead, for Fear the Walking Dead. The cast is doing all sorts of amazing things. Today we just got word of all of the Emmy submissions that AMC is making for the cast, and so there's a lot to talk about. I'm going to break it down into little chunks, though, so we have lots of little podcasts to listen to, because I don't think anyone needs to listen to me drone on for 40 minutes, so we're going to keep this one short, and then we'll just do a couple of catch-up episodes for the next couple of days and weeks, and you know, as we're getting all this new information. So bear with me. And I'll have Adam on again, because obviously we love Adam and love when Adam can join us. And yeah. So let's jump into it. Obviously, Fear the Walking Dead Season 6 finale was this past week. And it was a big episode. It was a huge week for the show and for just everything that was going on. I mean, it brought the season to kind of the conclusion that I think we all kind of knew as soon as this submarine washed up on the beach. I mean, submarines are nuclear, and so there's always the possibility that there was going to be some kind of connection to the warheads on there. But the key was obviously, you know, the key that that the bounty hunter had been wearing was the key, and then the key that Morgan had that he gave to that he gave up to save Grace's life, essentially. That was, you know, that was the key that launched these nuclear missiles. And so these warheads landed. kind of the last few scenes of the finale were these warheads landing. So there was the first one, and everybody kind of made it out of that one. And then there were the three subsequent missiles, strikes, landings, however you want to call it, because I'm not entirely sure what the verbiage is for nuclear weapons landing. But the key, I think, and the thing that's really important to remember, because I had kind of teased this before about watching that movie called The Atomic Cafe, and I had seen this movie several times in the course of my educational career, and, you know, I mean, they used to test nuclear bombs in the Nevada desert. I mean, this was something that was done, you know, with audiences. And this is why we have movies like The Hills Have Eyes that freak me out, because there were people around, there were things happening, and you know, nobody was really thinking about the fallout. I mean, they kind of did, but they also didn't. You know, two nuclear bombs had been dropped, atomic bombs had been dropped during World War II. You know, there was a lot of subsequent testing. A lot of countries were testing these things once they developed the technology. So it's not unheard of for nuclear weapons to go off. We don't see it as much now, but back in the 50s and 60s and, you know, all the way through the arms race of the 80s, I mean, that was a huge thing that people used to deal with, was, you know, the arms race and all of that that was going on. So nuclear proliferation treaties, I can give you all sorts of acronyms because I took classes on these things, and it's fascinating stuff. But it was really interesting to see how this would play out, because, you know, obviously in the apocalypse, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And the fact that, you know, all this stuff, the nuclear stuff is just sitting there. And that's, we saw that with the reactor meltdown with Grace. You know, she was trying to save people because of this meltdown, but you leave the store unminded, and things are going to happen. You know, people go off to fight, to defend for their lives in the apocalypse, and they left the nuclear silos and missiles and submarines and ships, and, you know, they left all of that unattended. I mean, you're not going to sit there and say, well, I need to defend this because it's the right thing to do. It's quite the opposite. You need to survive, you know, and that's kind of how, you know, when we realized that Riley was the one who had ties to this ship, you know, that obviously he was fighting for survival too, and decided to, you know, join in with Teddy and his mission. So it is what it is. But a lot of people were talking about, you know, the way people were surviving this thing, and the way the blasts work. And so much depends on your distance. I mean, it looks like you're closer. I mean, if you've been to Las Vegas, I'll put it to you this way. You know, it's like, you're standing at Caesar's Palace and you're like, you know what, I can get to, I don't know, Excalibur. It's not that far. Well, it actually is really far, but your perspective is kind of thrown off because you're in the middle of all of these things. So even though the mushroom cloud looked like it was close, it's hard to say how close it was. The proximity to the blast is what determines your chances of survival of the initial blast, right? There's the heat that comes from the initial, that's the initial reaction, is that there's this massive heat blast, and then there's the actual physical blast, and that's the sand and the destruction and the wind blow, you know, this gust that comes up and just decimates everything. So yes, Strand was in a building where the windows didn't break. Well, he might not have been as close as we thought he was, because those mushroom clouds that are generated by the explosion, they can be seen for miles. And so just because you can see them doesn't mean that they're actually as close as you think they are. So there's a lot to that. You know, the fact that Grace and Morgan and Rufus and the baby were taking shelter in the, you know, under a truck, that can save you from the initial blast. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You can be in a cellar like Sherry and Dwight. You can be in, you know, you can be in these places where, you know, the storm drain where June and John Dory Sr. were hiding. Those were all adequate places to ride out the initial blast. Remember, back in the 50s, if you did actually watch The Atomic Cafe, you'll see that they bring up a lot of these propaganda films and so-called educational films that were shown. I mean, my mom used to talk about them. Like they showed those things in the 50s and 60s, where if you saw a flash of light, you were supposed to duck and cover right away in a doorway, whatever. And it's like, duck and cover from a nuclear bomb? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But that's what they told people. It was escaping that initial heat and the heat and the blast, and that depends on your proximity. The challenge of surviving a nuclear blast comes in whether or not you can deal with the fallout, and that has everything to do with the proximity. That's why you can have people survive, what happened in World War II with Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Like that, those are the reason, like the people who were killed were in the blast zone, and then the radiation is what caused a huge number of deaths, because you can't escape the fallout. It's all over you. And that's what, you know, having Grace present explaining to Morgan when they met back in season 5. I mean, that was her whole thing, was, you know, you have to get all your clothes off. You're contaminated now. It's all contaminated. So you have to escape that. And the challenge that I think will be coming in season 7, if there's not like a massive time jump, the challenge that's going to be faced is that the survivors need to survive the fallout. And that means getting the hell out of Dodge as best as possible. Now, the group that left in the helicopter are probably the ones that were outside. Of all the people who were outside, they have the best chances because they're in a vehicle, they can get away from it. Obviously, Alicia is in a safe spot because she's in a bunker. But as you come out of these places, the places that you were hiding, that's when you're really going to have to deal with this. And that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So, super excited to see how that it all plays out. Really glad that we don't have to wait too much. They're in production right now. And we should have season 7 later this year, probably in October. So, really excited about that. And as far as the other shows go, we know that production is, it looks like production might be wrapping up on World Beyond. Seeing a lot of stuff on social media that, you know, the cast is moving on to other projects, and so they're filming. It could be that, you know, cast are doing other things. It's hard to say. We know that Annette Mahendru is just signed on to a new project. She was talking about it in her social media. So there's a lot going on. So it's really exciting. I'm guessing that they're going to run World Beyond with Fear the Walking Dead the way they did last year, and that'll be nice. That'll make for a really nice end of the year for the fans. But I think what everybody's talking about right now is these, The Walking Dead's going to be doing these 11 weeks of reveals until season 11 premieres in August, and the first big reveal as we're awaiting the trailer, which should be coming soon. Is these photos, and I think these photos are really they're really interesting. We've got not only do we have photos, but we have the synopsis of season 11, which kind of talks about how Alexandria has all these new people and they're trying to rebuild and find a way to support all of the people who are living there, and that includes Maggie's group, who are henceforth known as the Wardens. But like I said, these photos are really interesting, and you've got these walkers in what looks to be like a subway car. That's kind of cool. What's interesting about that image is that there's light coming from above. So either that subway car is outdoors, or there's some kind of power situation, which makes you wonder like where this is taking place. You've also got the group that's kind of stuck with the Commonwealth soldiers. You've got Princess Ezekiel, Yumiko, and Eugene, and they're sitting around a table in kind of a fenced-in area. So they're still together, but they're also, it looks like they're being held captive. There's a picture, I actually really love this picture, of Melissa McBride with, so you have Carol, you have Kelly, and you have Magna. And they're out. It looks like Magna's ready. She looks like she's ready to do some climbing, actually. But seeing these incredible women from the show is kind of neat. And last but not least, the final photo shows Maggie and Daryl, and Dog is there, and Alden is there. And interestingly enough, if you're looking at the picture, Maggie's facing towards the camera, and right over her left shoulder is none other than Negan. And so it's a very interesting, it's interesting that they're on a mission of some kind together. And they look to be in a tunnel. It looks like there could be some tracks on the ground. So that could kind of tie into whatever it is that's going on with the subway car. So they could be underground at this point. So it's really interesting to see how they're kind of tying this in, and there's some new faces in the crowd. So it'll be interesting to see how long if we get to meet them at all. So those are some of the big things that are going this week. I will say the other big news came out yesterday that Norman Reedus is going to be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And that is absolutely amazing news. Very well deserved. And it'll be fun. I think Gail Ann Hurd is also getting a star, which is very appropriate because she's tied to so many incredible projects. And I think that it's absolutely the right decision to get her on there. And so great representation on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for our Walking Dead universe. And I think that's kind of the week in a nutshell. And there's a lot. There's still so many things to talk about. And I feel like I've been under a rock because I haven't been able to get out and talk as much because I haven't had the computer to do it. So now that we're back, we will make sure that we're doing this a lot more often. So, make sure that you, if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe. We'll see if we can get some cast members to do some interviews in this hiatus period. It's always fun to hear what they're talking, hear what they're up to and what they're working on. And, obviously they can't give us any trade secrets about what's coming, but it's always fun to pick their brains as they're in the off season and can kind of reflect on, for the Walking Dead cast, it's what they did with 10C and what they did in season 10 as a whole. And for Fear the Walking Dead, reflecting on season 6, which was, incredible. And we might even be able to get some World Beyond people on to talk about what they're excited about as they head into season 2. So make sure if you haven't subscribed yet that you subscribe, and send any questions. If you have any questions or comments or things you want us to talk about on the podcast, make sure you send them my way at Sarah Beth Pollock on Twitter. And I would be happy to answer them for you. So as always, I just want to thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking around. And just want to wish you a welcome back. I missed all of you, and I'm really excited to keep going with the podcast. So for now, I will invite you to just always remember to stay safe, wash your hands, and watch out for those walkers. Thanks, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.